使徒行传一章七到八节，若是翻到了，我们一起念这一节经文。今天有两处经文，第一处经文是在使徒行传一章七到八节，第二个经文是在约翰福音二十章二十一节。若是翻到了，我们一起念哦，使徒行传一章七到八节，耶稣对他们备请，耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。第二处经文，约翰福音二十章二十一节，耶稣被请，耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。好，今天早上我们信息主题是跨越文化的基督哦。以下我们就今天的讲言是柯大卫老师与吴文秋老师，我想不用介绍吧，我们就把以下的时间交给我们所熟悉所认识的两位老师。
Yes. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share God's word with you.
感谢上帝给我这个机会，能够跟你们分享神的话。
And I want to thank Pastor Timothy here who will help me with the translation.
也感谢温秋牧师能够帮
Well, most of you know me, but I'll still give a little introduction about myself and our family here.
我想我先对自己做一些简短的介绍。
My wife is here. Her name is Sarah. So.
我的家人太太莎拉。
I would not have made it here in Taiwan if not for her support and prayers.
感谢他的支持哈，刚刚没有听清楚。
Yes, I would not have made it here.
如果没有他的话，我就不可能到台湾来做宣教的工作。
Now I was born and raised in the Philippines.
我是在菲律宾出生成长的。
And I was pastor there for 8 years before I went to the U.S.
我到美国之前，也在那里牧会了八年。
And there in the U.S., I went to Asbury Theological Seminary in Kentucky to get my education.
我到美国去以后，就在肯德基的Asbury神学院继续神学训练。
And there I met my family. I raised my family, and so we are now based in Illinois.
我就在那里建立我的家庭。后来我就搬到 Illinois。
When we were in seminary, my wife was preparing to go to Africa.
本来我们是打算去非洲的，非洲做宣教。
I was preparing to go to Cambodia.
那我自己本身我太太准备到非洲，她自己本身准备到柬埔寨去。
But then we fell in love. Then we fell in love.
后来我们就掉入爱河了。
And in God's grace, He directed us to Taiwan.
在上帝的恩典里面，他就把我们带到台湾来。
And here in Taiwan, it's been every day has been a confirmation of God's direction in our life.
在台湾every day.
Yes, every day is a confirmation of God's direction in our life.
我们每一天都可以看到上帝。回到带台湾来以后，看到上帝在每天更肯定上帝在我们身上的预备跟安排。
And this morning I would like to talk about crossing cultures for Jesus.
今天早上我要跟各位谈谈为耶稣跨越文化这个题目。
Now how many of us here have traveled overseas?
我们当中有多少人曾经到海外去旅游过？
Okay, so you know what I will be talking about in the next few minutes.
所以你们应该知道我接下去要谈的是什么。
One of my memories of coming, my first day in Taiwan is coming into the airport.
我第一天到台湾来，我先到的就是飞机场。
And when we came in, my son was 10 months old, my daughter was 4 years old, and we had 8 luggages with us.
我的小儿子是十个月大，那个大女儿是四岁大，然后我们还有四箱行李。
And we were very, very tired, and we went through the immigration and went outside the airport, and we just wanted to go find a place so that we can sleep.
我们觉得很疲倦，经过这种过关，然后出到机场外面去，想要尽快找到一个休息的地方。
One of my best memories is that day when I came out, when we came out of the airport.And there were many people who greeted us.
我在那天里面，我得到最深的印象就是，我们一出了机场以后，有好多人在那里迎接我们。
There were several pastors from the Free Methodist Church here.
有好几个巡理会的牧师。
And there were Filipino friends.
还有一些老朋友。
And there was also President Daniel Chen who greeted us.
还有当时候的陈吉忠院长也来迎接我们。
It was a beautiful memory, a beautiful welcome, and a great affirmation of God's direction in our life.
是一个非常好的迎接我们的一个场合，然后也是肯定上帝这样带领我们。
But not everything was beautiful like that.
但是不见得每一件事情都像那一天那样的美妙。
I could tell you stories of all our struggles, but we'll find another time for those stories.
今天我不想跟各位谈到这种个人的一些挣扎哈，也许以后有机会再谈。
Whenever we cross boundaries and travel overseas, we encounter many beautiful things and also not so beautiful things.
每当我们要去做这种跨文化，到一些不同的文化的地区去的时候，我们可以看到一些美妙的事情，但是也会碰到很多困难的事情。
The question that I would like to ask you here is, what kinds of new things did you experience when you traveled overseas?
所以我要问您第一个问题就是，当你去国外旅游的时候，你首先碰到的是些什么样的事情？
Did you have difficulty talking to people because of differences in language?
是不是因为语言的不同，所以让你感觉跟人家交谈很困难？
Did you experience discomfort because of the peculiar food of the local area?
是不是因为东西不合胃口，让你觉得不太舒服？
Crossing cultures for Jesus can have similar experiences.
为耶稣去跨文化也会面对同样的一些困难。
We cross many boundariesAnd there are more challenges and blessings in this act of crossing.
在跨越文化的这个过程当中，我们会有祝福，但是也会有很多的困难。
In the verse that we read in the Gospel of John, we see that Jesus is sending everyone to the world.
我们刚刚念的约翰福音那段经文，我们看到耶稣基督是差遣每一个人要出去。
He wants us to follow his example.
还要我们去跟随他的榜样。
The question for us is, how was Jesus sent by the Father?
我们所要面对的问题是耶稣是怎么样蒙父神所差遣的？
How can we follow in Jesus' footsteps?
那我们接下去我们怎么样去跟随耶稣基督的脚踪？
What does crossing cultures for Jesus mean to us?
为耶稣去跨文化，这个对我们到底有什么意义呢？
Also in the few verses in Acts chapter 1, we see here that Jesus was giving this calling to cross cultures to everyone and every disciple.
使徒行传这一段的经文也是让我们看到耶稣基督也是呼召我们去做跨文化的这个侍奉。
There are three points that I would like to share with everyone here.
这里有三点我可以跟各位分享。
The first point is that crossing cultures is for everyone.
第一点就是跨文化这种侍奉是为每一个人都必须要去做的。
The call to cross cultures for Jesus was given by Jesus to all his disciples.
这是耶稣基督对所有的门徒所发出的的命令的呼召。
And he gave an explicit command that those who will follow, later follow him, will also carry this call to cross cultures.
所以凡是要跟随他，必须要跟随他的人啊，都必须要去做这种跨文化的侍奉。
So I always say that whether you are 5 years old or 89 years old, the call to cross cultures for Jesus is for you.
所以我常常说，不管你是五岁还是八十岁，这种跨文化的侍奉的呼召是对每一个人所发出来的。
So whether you are a first year student here in Holy Light Seminary, or you,
不管你是一年级的新生
or you are a veteran professor in this seminary,
很有经验的教授
the call to cross cultures is for you.
跨文化的呼召是为每一个人发出。对每一个人发出的。
The second point is that crossing cultures for Jesus is not only a location.
第二点，跨文化不只是跨文化所说的不只是地点的问题。
But it is also an action.
而是一个行动。
It is not only geographical.
不只是地理上的。
But it is an attitude as well.
而是你的心态。
In the book of Philippians in chapter 2, we see Jesus' example that he crossed many boundaries.
在腓立比书第二章里面，我们看到耶稣基督的榜样，他就跨越了他本来的境界。
He left heaven and came to earth.
他离开天上，来到地上。
He did not choose the glory of the Son of Man or the Son of God, but became man.
他不只是享受上帝儿子的荣华，他也成为一个人子。
His crossing meant living a life of comfort and ending in his death on a cross.
他离开那么样的荣华的地位，最后死在十字架上。
In the 6th century in somewhere in Europe, there are a group of Christians who expressed their faith to Jesus.
在十六世纪的欧洲里面有一些人，他们是这样表达他们对耶稣基督的信仰。
When they want to express their faith to Jesus, the first thing they do is buy a boat.
他们要表达这个信仰，第一件事情他们做的就是buy
a boat，
就是买一条船。
When they want to grow in their spiritual life, they will go out into the world and be alone with God.
他们就希望能够去到一个很单独的地方，单去面对神，跟神在一起。
They will spend this time of sailing in the boat in prayer and meditation in God's word.
他们就买的船，就是在这船上去到远离人群去默想神的话语。
They will entrust themselves to the wind, not knowing where it will take them, but trusting God will be their guide.
他们就驾着这个帆船，然后就任风把他们吹到什么地方，相信上帝不管带他们到哪里去，都有上帝在那里引导带领。
And when the boat brings them to land, the first thing they do is go to the inhabitants of that land.
所以不管那个船停泊在哪一块土地上面，他们一下了土地以后，就跟那一块土地上面的人民分享。
These early Christians were very willing to sacrifice everything for God.
所以这些早期的基督徒，他们很愿意为神的缘故来牺牲。
They are ready to go out and proclaim God's love.
他们都已经预备好要出去来分享神的爱。
And they are ready to cross many boundaries for Jesus.
他们也准备好要去跨越各种的界限为上帝去跨越。
Crossing cultures for Jesus means we need to get out of our comfort zone.
所以为耶稣来跨文化，就表示我们自己愿意去脱离我们的所谓的舒适区。
One of my friends in seminary, when we were talking about crossing cultures with Jesus, tried to define the meaning, tried to define this phrase, crossing cultures for Jesus.
我曾经有一个同学，我们在谈到这种为耶稣跨越文化的时候，我们就想，这到底是什么意思？
And he said,
他说
if you are still feeling comfortable, then you haven't really crossed at all.
他说如果你还是自己不愿意走出自己的舒适区，那你就还没有真正为耶稣跨文化。
At first, when I heard that, I thought, that's a very simplistic way of crossing cultures for Jesus, or defining crossing cultures for Jesus.
当我刚听到这个话的时候，我觉得这是非常简单的一种对这种跨文化的这种定义。
But the more I thought about it, I realized there's some really deep truth to it.
但是我越去思考的时候，我就越发现这不是那么简单，越思考就觉得这里面有很深的含义在里面。
Because if you still feel comfortable, then you really are still within your boundaries.
因为你如果觉得自己很舒服的话，就表示你还是在自己的这个范围的里面。
Experiencing discomfort is the first step of our obedience to Jesus' call for us to cross cultures for Him.
所以如果你经验到你到一个环境里面你觉得不舒服，离开自己的舒服区不舒服的时候，就可以，这个就是表示你已经愿意顺服耶稣基督来做跨文化。
We need to have a spirit of humility and a readiness to suffer for Jesus' sake.
我们必须要有一个谦卑的灵也愿意为耶稣受苦的心。
The third point is this.Crossing cultures for Jesus means that if you do not go, they will never have the opportunity to hear the demands of the Christian gospel.
第二个点就是说，如果我们不愿意出去的话，不愿意去的话，就表示那些人就永远没有机会听到耶稣基督的福音。
This third point is a focus on the people we are serving.
所以第三点焦点是集中在那些我们要去服侍的人群的身上。
We want them to hear Jesus say, I love you, my child, come and follow me.
我们盼望他们能够听到神对他们呼唤的声音，你是我的孩子，你来跟从我。
You know, in the New Testament, Jesus said so many wonderful things.
在新约里面耶稣讲了很多很多很奇妙的事情。
But he also said so many disturbing things.
可是他还说了一些让我们很难受的事情。
And because of those words, many people left him.
因为这些让人觉得很难接受的这些话语，很多人就离开了耶稣。
But if you notice, they kept coming back to Jesus.
但是如果你真正认识 ，if you know him,
the people.Keep coming back to Jesus, even though they left him already.
虽然他们离开，可是到后来，这些人还是愿意回来找耶稣。
They kept coming back because they knew that Jesus was there for them.
因为他们为什么回来？因为他们知道耶稣是在那里，是为了他们始终在那个地方。
In Luke chapter 5:31-32, Jesus said.Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are weak or sick.
路加福音五章三十一节说，有病健康的人用不着医生，只有生病的人才用得着。
I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
我来不是要招义人，乃是要招罪人悔改。
We need to follow Jesus' example.
我们必须要跟随耶稣的榜样。
When we cross cultures, we need to forget about ourselves.
当我们愿意去跨文化的时候，我们必须要忘记我们自己。
And focus on others.
然后集中在别人的身上。
So that they will experience the love of God in a very personal and deep way.
让别人能够从我们身上去经验，很个别性的去经验上帝的爱。
We need to give priority to the people who have never heard of God's love and salvation.
我们必须要把那些没有听过福音的人放在我们的生命的优先地位。
Are you ready to cross cultures for Jesus?
你们准备好要为耶稣跨文化了吗？
Are you ready?
听得懂他的英文，听得懂的。
Are you ready to go and get out of your comfort zone?
准备好要离开你的舒适区了吗？
Are you ready to obey God's call to go into the world?
就准备好要顺服上帝的呼召，进到世界里面去吗？
And to give other people the opportunity to hear Jesus say, "I love you, come and follow me."
让别人也有机会啊，来听到神的呼唤，我爱你，来跟从我。
In Taipei, there's a Vietnamese Free Methodist Church that just started last year. It's a Vietnamese Free Methodist Church, 巡理会的。
在台北有越南人的那个巡理会啊，他们在庆祝。去年才开始啊。
Yes, that's right. Last year, and most of the members are migrant workers and foreign spouses of Taiwanese men.
大多数的那边的成员哈、都是就等于是劳工哈、来到或者是异族的婚姻的。
And because of obscure or difficulty in the labor laws of Taiwan, many of these members they only have 4 hours of day off every month.
因为台湾的这种劳工法的这些漏洞啊，所以他们每个月只有4个小时的休假。
Now my question to you is, how do you disciple your church members if they are only available 4 hours every month?
如果你的教会里面有会友。他一个月里面只有4个小时是可以，你可以去用它。你要怎么样去牧养这些人
？That church in Taiwan, in Taipei, have found a very unique method.
在台北就是有这样的一个越南的一个巡理会，越南人的巡理会。
The leaders have found a way by using cell phones.
这个领导的人他就用那个手机，用手机来做牧养的。
Through the telephone conference feature of cell phones, they are able to connect to 10 or more people.
透过手机的联系，他就可以接触到更多的人。
During this phone conference, they do their Bible study and share about what God is doing in their lives.
他们用手机的这种会议可以去做进行。读经啊，关怀的工作。
They are able to hold cell group ministry.
他们也透过这个手机也有小组的这种小组的侍奉。
Even if their members are far away taking a rest in their dormitories, or when they are in the houses of their employers watching a sick family member sleep.
所以不管他们在办公室在什么地方都可以透过手机来跟他们接触。
So while they are working and are located far away from the church, they are still able to join their brothers and sisters in the study of God's word.
所以他们虽然不在教会里面，但是在这种工作场合，他们还是可以透过这个手机跟弟兄姊妹一起有分享交通。
During this phone conference, they take turns talking. During this phone conference.They take turns talking and sharing about God's word.
这个电话手机的会议里面，他们就轮流的来分享。
Isn't this a great way of doing cell groups by using cell phones?
这是不是一个很奇妙的方法，能够用手机来进行这种小组的聚会
？Well, that's kind of an English joke, but it gets lost in the Chinese. Sorry. Cell group ministry, cell phones. 听得懂吗？
那个英文说 cell group 就是小组，那 cell phone 就是手机，对，那个 cell 那个字，所以两个就可以连接起来了。 小组 cell group 手机 cell phone 啊，都是 cell 啊，都是连接起来。
Now the members of this Vietnamese church are receiving God's love and healing because someone went out to them and crossed many boundaries.
这些越南的这些弟兄姊妹能够得到神的喂养，神的得到关怀，就是有一些人愿意去跨越他们的界限。
These people, they did not let problems of labor laws or difficulties in schedule become a hindrance to God's ministry.
这些人并不因为劳基法这样规定，所以就让他们就拦阻他们去分享神的爱。
They crossed cultures and prevailed over this problem so that other people will hear Jesus say, "I love you, my child. Come and follow me."
他们愿意跨越各种障碍，跨越文化，去跟这些人分享，让他们知道神的爱。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus commands us to go even to the end of the earth.
在使徒行传第一章第八节里面，耶稣基督甚至吩咐我们要把这个福音传到地极，直到地极。
I believe that phrase "end of the earth" means crossing out of your boundaries.
我相信这个直到地极这个字就是跨越你自己本身的界限。
We go until we reach our limitations.
就是我们愿意去到了我们的限度，我们还愿意超越那个限度。
And it is at this point that we start the act of crossing cultures for Jesus.
我们到了这种极限的时候，这个时候就是我们开始进入跨文化的侍奉的时候。
We do it because we want to follow the example of Jesus.
我们要这么努力，因为我们愿意跟随耶稣的榜样。
We do it because we want to obey Him.
我们愿意这样做，因为我们愿意顺服他。
Are you ready to cross cultures for Jesus?
你愿意在你的寝室里面做跨文化的工作吗？
Are you ready to go and get out of your comfort zone?
愿意离开你的舒适区，你的安全区，去做跨文化的工作吗？
Are you ready to obey Jesus' call to go into the world?
你愿意顺服耶稣的呼召去到全世界去吗？
And to give other people the opportunity to hear Jesus say, "I love you." Come and follow me.
听到耶稣对他们说，我爱你，你来跟从我。
Let me share a kind of a personal conviction of mine, a personal belief of mine.
让我分享一下我个人的信念，个人的一些信念。
And I share this to everyone, whether I'm in the USA or in Vietnam or Philippines or here in Taiwan.
我到处都是跟人家分享我的信念，不管在美国、在菲律宾在台湾
I believe deep in my heart that every Christian everywhere should go to the mission field at least once in his or her lifetime.
我相信我们每一个人在我们的一生当中，至少都要有一次去做这种。跨文化的宣教工作。
Out there in the mission field, God reveals His grace and love in new and profound ways.
当我们愿意去到一个我们是对我们来讲是跨文化的地区的时候，上帝就会去开启我们、启示我们让我们更深的去明白他的爱。
If you do not go and cross cultures for Jesus,then you are missing the opportunity to receive God's blessing that is only available out there across our boundaries.
当我们不愿意去为耶稣去做跨文化工作的时候，我们就会错过神在那个地方所要启示给我们、所要给我们的祝福。
What I'm saying is that our understanding of God's love and grace becomes deeper and stronger.When we are out there in the mission field,
我要说的是，当我们愿意到这种宣教的工厂去，跨文化的宣教工厂去的时候，我们就能够去更 深的经验，更深的去体会神的恩典，神的爱。
Are you ready to cross cultures for Jesus?
我已经问了好几次了。
Are you ready to obey him?
愿你到北京去吗？哦，北啊，愿你顺服吗？顺服，不一定是北京哦。
You know, I thought maybe we could. This is what we'll do. Let's begin in prayer. Let's start by praying for each other.
今天就让我们为这个事情从祷告来开始。
I know some of you here are going out on a short-term mission trip this summer.
我知道我们在座的在今年夏天要出去做短宣。
I heard that some are going to China, some are going to the Philippines, some are going to Hong Kong.
有些人要到中国，有些人要到菲律宾，有些人要到香港。
I want us to pray for them. Can we do that?
我们一起为这些人祷告，我们可不可以这样做？
All of us cannot go this summer, but we can all pray together.
虽然不是每一个人啊，这今年夏天都要出去做短宣，但是我们可以一起啊，来为这个事情祷告。
I'll ask those who are going out for a short-term mission trip this summer to stand up, and then we can pray for you.
请那些今年夏天要出去做短宣的啊，都站起来好不好？我们可以一起为你们祷告。
Praise the Lord. And everyone, you see our brothers and sisters here.
你们都看到这些弟兄姊妹。
And I know you know them already by heart.You know them very well.
我知道你也很认识这些人啊。
Let's pray together so that the Lord will bless them as they go and cross cultures for Jesus.
让我们一起为这些人来祷告。
And ask Wu Lao Shu to lead us in prayer. Now, Wu Lao Shu will close us in a word of prayer, but let's pray together out loud and pray for our brothers and sisters here.
让我们一起为这些人祷告，然后吴老师来做最后的结束祷告。
Okay. Can we pray? Dear Jesus, thank you so much for how you are leading this people. Thank you for bringing your love for the world, your love. Pray that your anointing and leadership in your lives. Thank you, Jesus. You're so powerful and that you are here.Lord, we look forward to hear these many blessings, Jesus. Thank you that you are leading them, and you are the one who is our God, the God of the harvest. God of, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
亲爱的天父，我们的主耶稣，还有常常在我们里面感动激励我们的圣灵保卫师，我们感谢你啊！今天早上你要透过柯大卫老师啊，把你的话语，那么简单的话语，可是却是常常被我们所忽略的话语，再次来提醒我们。所以要跟随你的人，就必须要像耶稣基督一样，愿你离开自己的舒适区，来进到你所要我们去的这些垮文化的这些地区。主啊，我们凡是愿意跟随你的人，我们都必须要去尽力的来听从你的吩咐，走到地极，走到我们的极限。当我们看到我们的极限的时候，我们还是愿意顺服，愿意放下我们自己，愿意舍己去关心那些你要我们去关心的人。主啊，我们求主你帮助我们，这么简单的信息听起来是很简单，但是要做起来却是非常的困难。 就是在台湾这块土地里面，我们每天就要碰到很多跟我们不同的人，甚至有很多的外籍劳工就在我们圣光的四周围里面，仅仅我们每天都可以几乎每天都可以碰得到。主啊，你就帮助我们。主啊，你这样吩咐我们不是为了要让我们难受，乃是为了 让我们来扩张我们生命的境界，让我们更深的体验到你的爱是何等的长阔高深。主啊，我们承认我们对你的认识是非常的贫乏，因为我们不肯顺服你。求主你帮助我们，让我们愿意顺服你，以致我们能够真正的体验到你的爱是何等的长阔高深。我们特别今天特别为在座的站在这里的这十几位我们的同学，我们的同工，来向你献上感谢。主啊，你为他们预备这一趟这种跨文化的宣教的旅程，求主你也丰富地与他们同在，求主你让他们都知道怎么样随时的来跟随你。主啊，让他们就是因为要听从你的命令，他们愿意去一个也许语言不方便，也许生活吃住都不方便，或者有其他必须要我们付出代价向我们挑战的这些地区。主啊，让他们因着他们愿意这样跟随你的缘故，你带领他们出去，也让他们能够去经验你的爱，也让他们不管到什么地方去都能够把你的祝福你的恩典带到那个地方。主，我们感谢你，我们也求主你帮助我们在座的我们所有的师生。主，让我们真的是愿意离开我们的舒适区，离开我们自己的安全的地带，是吧？愿意进到那种未知的领域，一个甚至是让我们觉得很不舒服、很不安全的领域。但是因为你的缘故，因为你爱的缘故，因为你的同在的缘故，我们愿意这样出去来经历到你的恩典，是吧？我们谢谢你谢谢你给我们今天这样的信息，让我们在每天的生活里面常常去思想以至于我们每天都能够活出一个不一样的每天能够在我们生命当中带来突破的这种不一样的这种生命，让我们的生命的境界不断被你所开展。我们谢谢你为这些老师同为这些同工同学们来向你献上感谢，也为他们祝福，求主你丰盛的恩典与他们同去，让他们带着主丰盛的恩典能够去跟这些地区的人分享。谢谢你听我们祷告，都是奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
阿们。阿
们。They sit down. Okay.
圣经罗马书第十章这样子说，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。我们既然不能